You're listening to Zoo Talk, where Zoo Radio and Zoo News converge.
We're going to dive into this article by Michaela Steiner, who's in studio, like we mentioned. And she kind of, this week she wrote on Project Cultivate and how they hosted their annual gallery event, with their main theme being fearless, and it was a night of reflection and awareness for sex trafficking. But instead of me explaining what this event was like and how many emotions were evoked, let me ask and introduce to you Michaela, who was there to experience it herself. Michaela, please.
Yeah, so I just attended the event on Saturday night. It's an event hosted by Enactus, the organization on campus. They work with Project Cultivate, and like you said, it was just to raise awareness for sex trafficking and to actually create funds. It was a fundraiser for the Project Cultivate professional development program. So they have a program that actually goes down to safe houses in San Diego to work with women that are there to kind of like give them some of the skills that they may be missing because they were kind of stuck in this industry. So working with them to do things like teach them how to do an interview, how to operate Microsoft Word, little things that we kind of take for granted here in school and that we kind of learn throughout our education, but that these women haven't had the chance to learn. So it was a fundraiser for that to give those women more of an opportunity.
It's awesome. And before I dive more into the whole emotion evoking aspects of this article that you wrote, I want to see more of the logistics first. How did this report process look for you in creating the story? I mean, so many topics and so many things to put into one piece. How did that look for you?
Yeah, so of course I went to the event, which I'm sure as we'll mention was just extremely raw and emotional and very heavy. But, you know, there's a lot of different components to the event. So they had the artwork that was on the walls of UTCC. They had paintings, different works on canvas, a couple kind of like almost stations, not sculptures, like stations depicting certain things. They had booths that were being sponsored by certain organizations that were helping host the event. PIO and VFO also performed. And they had like a spoken word piece, and a woman also gave her testimony, and those two ladies were survivors. And so there were all kinds of aspects from the night, and I was just trying to get a feel for all of them, obviously, as I was attending the event, but also to figure out a way to pull those into the article and kind of figure out who the best people would be to talk to. So I ended up talking to the president of Enactus, as well as, you know, certain participants about their emotions of the event. And I actually, quite honestly, got back to my apartment after covering the event, and I was like, great, I can't write it tonight. It's not happening. I just need to sit and soak this in because I really want to do this event justice, because it really deserves to be clearly described. And it was because it was so powerful. So I kind of took some time to also mull over everything that I gathered together.
Awesome. And now diving, you mentioned a lot of the pictures and the spoken word that was present, like to give more of a visual aspect into what sex trafficking looks like for people who have been victimized by it. And a couple of pictures here that I'm seeing in your the newspaper, I mean, they're impactful. How do they resonate to you? How do they impact you?
I think there was something about all of the creative expression that was shared, either through the artwork, through the spoken word, through the testimony, the dance, whatever it was, that everyone in the room could find something about it to relate to. The event, the purpose of the event to raise awareness was kind of to make it personal as well. This isn't just something that's detached, that happens, you know, in a foreign country, that like trafficking is happening in our own backyard here in California. California is actually has one of the highest trafficking numbers in the nation, which is not something to brag about by any means. And so to make it personal and to say we can't be quiet about this. We can't pretend like it's not happening. We need to talk about this. I think the best way to, I guess, encourage people to talk about these things is to make it personal. And so, you know, there were certain pieces of art that walking around the room, just as a woman who's experienced sexual harassment and certain things, that is obviously on a very different level than being trafficked. But to see the hardship that certain artists were pouring into their work was very powerful and very personal, and kind of caused me definitely to reflect on just certain experiences in my life as well.
Noah, if I may interject, I have a question for you, Michaela.
Absolutely.
I think what's really cool about this for you in particular is, as a journalist, we're often told to be objective and unbiased, right? But I think what was cool about this article for you was you were not only able to be a journalist that's reporting on the event, but you were also able to experience the event, which I don't think is allowed all that often. But this, if I may say, cultivated that environment for you. With that being said, what was the personal highlight for you?
Wow, that's a good question. If I had to, narrow it down, I think what really struck me, there was a woman who gave her testimony, actually for the first time, in front of all of us who were here, and she was kind of halfway through her testimony, and she was like, "Oh yeah, this is my first time," and we were like,
"Are you kidding me?
Sorry, what?" And I was sitting in the front. I didn't turn around much, but I would not be surprised if there were very few dry eyes in the room. It was a hard testimony to listen to, and she actually also had family members that were over sitting in the corner, and she was talking about certain aspects of her life. She got involved.
First time she's ever said it to her family, too?
Yeah, she got involved in stripping, and she was kind of mentioning that in her testimony and looked over at her brother and her sister, and she went, "I'm sorry, guys." And everyone in the room was just, like, dead silent.
That has to be moving. There's no way it can't be.
Wow. Absolutely. So that was definitely things like that, just personally touching, very emotional, kind of gives you chills, like, wow, okay, this is really hard. But also she's, you know, talking about how God has, like, totally restored her and how he's moving her forward, and how her sharing her testimony right now is a huge answer to prayer, because she's been asking God to use this part of her life, and to be a part of that healing for her, just to listen, was incredible, and definitely probably the most impactful part of the event for me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, what I really like about your article is we're in a time right now as a society where there's a lot of, you know, like sexual harassment, sexual, just we're on a topic of that, where a lot of times it's women who have been sexually assaulted. And, you know, this is like a similar theme. But what I love about your article is that you included who was there, like from the women's aspect. But what I love, this quote is from Ramsey. He's a guy. So you had men there present as one. He said, "This event has really educated my role as a man in how either my lack of discipline or whatever you want to say can actually contribute to the issues that are happening." And he continues to say, "So it really puts a face on the faceless. It is not just us we're affecting when we are giving into these power structure like porn. It's actually women's lives that are destroyed. We're complicit. We participate," which is really convicting, which for me personally is amazing to hear that men even are now stepping up and taking a call to action, per se, of what this event wanted people, you know, become aware. And so I think one of my last questions for you is, what's the takeaway you want your readers to know about this event?
I would love if people who read this article would be impacted in some way to do something further. I think there's a line in there that awareness demands action. I think that we, as college students, have a very unique opportunity to be a very large voice for change. And I think, especially on APU's campus, we do a fairly good job about talking about things. And I think that's incredible. I think sometimes it can be hard to bridge that gap between talking about something and doing something. And so something that I appreciated, kind of like you were saying about Aaron Ramsey, he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to go home and talk to my roommates. Like, this is not,
that's awesome.
I'm complicit if I participate." And so, you know, maybe the beginning of action is to just stop doing those things that are harmful. Maybe you specifically right now don't have to be the one to, like, change the world or make the difference or rescue a woman who's stuck in trafficking, but you can engage in the conversations. I think, too, just being a part of spreading the awareness is still action. I think that still makes an impact. So I would love if people who read this article would be touched enough to continue having this conversation further, because I think it's a very important one, and one that's often not talked about because it can be kind of taboo, if you will.
Awesome. Well, job well done indeed in this report. Michaela, thank you and to coming into the studio and just talking to us about, you know, your experience and just creating more awareness for this Project Cultivate. And for you listeners, if you guys want more information on Project Cultivate and their upcoming events, go and visit www.projectcultivate.com or email info@projectcultivate.com to get more of that information. And again, thank you, Michaela, for being here with us on Zoo Talk.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Michaela, I'm going to say this before we sign off. On behalf of me, Noe, and males of this community, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
dead
you.
Serious. Thank you for writing this article, and thank you for adding that quote. I think that was great journalism in itself because it's powerful coming from a male. And then it's the ones from females are just as powerful as well. So thank you, and seriously, job well done.
Thank you.